Three is impossible.
Three is impossible?
Three is impossible?
Yeah, I mean, it's the magic number, but it's impossible.
Sure.
Didn't you just say three?
No, no, I was talking about... I was talking about something we referred to last week, and there's been a new development in the story.
Development. Okay, well, we'll get to that. Hello, and welcome to the Laughing Place podcast. Where you been? We keep recording episodes, but no one seems to be listening.
Where have I been? Where
Stupid
have you been?
RSS feed.
No, we've been gone. We've been out. It's been busy. I think we agree here. We should be able to start going more or less weekly again now.
Yeah,
sure.
I think so.
Why not? Yeah.
Until the summertime gets here, right? No, I'm just kidding.
4th of July, it would take off.
Yeah. Christmas. Easter. Oh, that's gone
took
for
off
now.
Last week.
Anyway, so just to reintroduce ourselves, since it has been a while.
It has been a while. I don't even remember what any of you look like.
My name is Doobie Mosley. I'm your host. To my left, my lovely and talented wife and mother of my child, Rebecca Mosley.
Good evening.
To my right... Captain John.
Come on, I've got a title, a grand title of captain, and all you can say is...
You can marry people.
I can.
John, Captain John.
John, Captain John, yes. Ahoy, everybody.
And across from me, the boy who needs no introduction, so therefore I will not give him one, Mr. Fan Boy.
I'm not Fan Man anymore?
No. Remember, by the end of last show, you were devoted back to
that. Because I went to D Street, and some people congratulated me for being upgraded to Fan Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, they didn't. Apparently, like most of our listeners, they didn't make it to the end of the show.
You mean listeners, most of us. That's all fixed in post.
I know, I kind of spliced together stuff from the beginning, put it at the end. Let's see, podcast@laughingplace.com, 866-718-9408, post a message in the laughingplace.com discussion boards. I'd like to remind you to check out our sponsors, mouservacations.com, the best place to book any Disney trip, Adventures by Disney, Disney Cruise, Disneyland, Disney World, Disney Hawaii, when reservations open, which they haven't yet as far as I know, and anything else Disney. We've used them many times. We're going to use them when we go on the Disney Dream someday. And also HojoAnaheim.com, the official website for Howard Johns of Anaheim. The place.
So wait, the website's the sponsor or is the hotel the sponsor?
Technically the website.
Huh.
Yeah.
They might have, I can have a way they might reduce their overhead by streamlining their divisions. Not that I want them to reduce.
Yeah, exactly. We are that overhead. Yeah. That's where all the regulars stay when they go to the Disneyland Resort.
Top Rowan Bar.
So we recommend them. It's where we love to stay. And really, when the regulars go someplace, you know that must be the place to go.
Whitewater.
Exactly. Exactly. And of course...
Yeah, and you just climb over the fence there and...
You're in.
Dude, we saw that happen once.
Yes.
Were you with us?
Yeah,
the cabin?
Uh-huh. Okay. I've seen it several times.
That's just
back,
embarrassing.
Back when the park opened.
That's embarrassing.
You know what's impressive? At that point, if you just went up to the gates and said, can I go into DCA, they would have said yes.
So embarrassing.
So, yeah, this is the Laughing Place podcast after dark edition, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we normally record this somewhere around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the afternoon. Right now it is...
Almost 10 p.m.
10 to 10, Eastern, so yeah. If we get a little freaky, you know why.
Jimmy's taking calls on the wild.
Here.
That's right. We should be an all alien edition.
WLPP. So the big news, of course, I mean, it's been what? I think we put up the podcast 2 weeks ago, but it was actually recorded 3 weeks ago. So the big news since then, of course, is the release of the iPad. What do y'all think?
Yay.
Don't you need to go to a woman's restroom to buy an iPad?
That is an unfortunate name.
See, when I first heard the iPad, I just thought of people up from Boston talking about iPods.
Oh, that's cute. I like
that. Do you know that more than 50% of iPad owners have downloaded the ABC.com app?
That's awesome.
Isn't it one of three iPad-created apps? Apps created specifically for iPads, so they really have no choice?
Touché.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny the way it was featured in that ABC episode. Like, just the entire episode. Yeah, the entire
But he
episode.
Blew out the candles. I don't think that's a function on the iPad.
I thought it was, and that was the whole point. Plus a little Epcot.
I don't think it has, like, a little touch.
Over there.
Whatever that would be.
They didn't make that up. That was the most impressive part of that show.
That isn't, like, the little thing on the Nintendo DS, you know, where you have to blow... They don't have that on the. I figured if you have it on the Nintendo DS, you probably have it on the iPad.
I bet the
it's
mic
used to do everything else.
Yeah.
That's my guess. Yeah. I could be wrong.
That wasn't even a paid spot. That was just a...
Just a hegemony spot.
Yeah. By the way, that iPad thing, I was kidding. We don't really have to discuss it.
I know.
Actually,
Too late now.
The first top story is Lyric Street.
That just happened today, though.
So, no, actually, we need to go into serious mode here. Because our first story today is the death of yet another Disney legend, and that would be Eddie Carroll, who was the current voice of Jiminy Cricket.
Since the
70s for a long, long time.
Sort of like the reigning grand dam of Disney character voices,
major
right?
character voices? I mean, that would predate Wayne and Russi.
Right.
Oh, wow, I hadn't really thought about it, but yeah, right. You're totally right.
And Eddie Carroll has a special place in our heart because he was one of our two featured guests at our 10th anniversary Laughing Place meet last December, mm-hmm. which... as it turned out, I think, was his last public appearance.
At least one of his last public
appearances. And he just gave a very inspiring talk. And, I mean, no one knew at the time that he was sick, right? I mean, I know I didn't know. It wasn't really public knowledge at that point.
It wasn't public knowledge, but apparently he was so moved by meeting the people there and being in that kind of atmosphere. Because the LPers who gathered there, it was really it was really special. They're like family. And it gave him an outlet to share that he was struggling with cancer, and apparently, you know, recently he lost that battle, and we wish the best for his family and his friends, and it's sad. I mean, it's just sad, and I don't know if you saw the email that I forwarded to you, hun, but his wife and some of the people that are part of his close circle of friends sent out a link to the YouTube video of Jiminy Cricket on House of Mouse talking about being your conscience, and it was very cute.
And Disney.com re-highlighted a video they created from the D23 Expo of him, and you know, I think in many ways he was at NFFC and things, but I think from an official standpoint, it's really the first time I've seen him out on a Disney level. I think Disney fans sort of discovered him on their own, and Disney brought him into the fold, as opposed to like Wayne and Russi or Billy Farmer, who
exactly.
they kind of toss out there. So, you know, in a way, I'm grateful to the D23 Expo for allowing all those fans to meet Eddie Carroll. Mm-hmm. What we didn't know at the time was one of his, you know, last official outings, and mm-hmm. And so I think good timing on that part, and watching him and having that look in his eye conscience, so to speak, that, you know, that was really kind of cool.
I know that the NFFC is going to be honoring him at their luncheon with a legend, or what is it? Is that what it's called
yeah.
now?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to honor him that, and they were hoping, obviously, you know, that he would be there this summer, but maybe it'll give the fans a chance to really embrace his widow, Carolyn, and at that event, and so, you know, it'll be, I don't know, give fans a sense of closure, because I think sometimes it's hard because while we don't know them personally, in some ways they've played such a major part in the Disney fan life that to be able to actually, you know, have that closure is nice. And so the NFFC will be able to do that out in California this summer during their event. I know that he had attended an NFFC event here in Florida a couple of years back, and I'm pretty sure that's when he hosted him to see Wishes at Magic Kingdom. So, which was, you know, that's obviously a very special moment to...
Yeah, that's where we hear him. I mean, Jiminy Cricket doesn't have his own show on Playhouse Disney, as far as I know. But
no, not yet.
We hear him all the time on Wishes.
Yeah, well, it's funny because the day after we received the news and I was, you know, working with Doug Marsh on, you know, preparing appropriate remembrances of him for the website, I took Gideon to Magic Kingdom, and we got to the park just as the parade stepped off there on Main Street, and among the first floats is a Pinocchio unit with Jiminy Cricket, and we saw the Jiminy Cricket pass by on the float, and I didn't expect it to have the same emotional impact that you know, the first time I went to the park after Wayne Allwyn had passed, right. and heard Mickey's voice, and while it wasn't that same, you know, punch in the gut, because I'd known Wayne, I'd only had the opportunity to meet Eddie Carroll that one time. But it still was, I don't know, there was a little bit of a sadness there for me, which is just, I was kind of taken aback by the moment. But he's still there, and it's special, And now we'll have an, I guess we'll have another new voice, and it'll be, you know, see how he, what he brings to the character, because this Jiminy Cricket is different than the film Jiminy Cricket, the ukulele Ike, yeah, the ukulele Ike Jiminy, and so it'll be interesting to see what the new talent brings to the character. So
Eddie Carroll, thank you again, and we'll miss you, and. As is usual for us, that closes the serious portion of our show. And now, guys.
Ooga. Speaking of Ooga.
Speaking of Ooga, what do you got for us, family?
Okay, last week we talked about Pirates 4 and how they want to ensure.
It was two shows ago.
No, it was last show.
Which was three really? Weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Okay, go ahead. So, sorry, fanboy.
And we talked about how the female pirates are going to be natural.
Yes.
Well, we discovered why. They released details that Pirates 4 is going to be released in 3D. And they probably didn't want to imbalance the dimensional plane. Like,
ay, ay, ay. That's just painful.
This is the last time we record this late at night.
But,
was that all you wanted to say? Did we really stop the presses so you could say that? All
right.
Well, given that, you know, we were discussing natural beauty and the natural beauty that
like
will
yourself.
Be found in thank you, that will be found in Pirates.
I'm on a horse.
Oh, Disney's doing all kinds of crazy stuff for Earth Day.
Nothing says Earth Day like giving away free disposable trading cards.
They're doing that for Oceans. If you bring in 6 recyclable cans or bottles, you get a Friends for Change ball cap at Disney Store, along with. You can purchase various recyclable material merchandise that feature the little blue, the little green men who want to save planet Earth, which I just find funny because aliens usually want to conquer the Earth. And then.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Often, though, they first say they want to save the Earth. So.
Just let me. Yeah, I know these things. And then.
The green baseball cap, it's a cookbook.
And then out in California at the Disneyland Resort, they've got all kinds of Earth Day activities going on as well.
They're going to release, I believe, 140,000 bugs.
Yep. So I'm going to – doesn't that just say, let's go – I don't know. It's one of those
Wait,
things
how
where –
did you say?
Okay, so you know, I got to look. I don't want bad information. My memory says 140,000.
So when they say
that's
bugs,
over
they mean
9,000
insects or annual pass holders.
Oh.
Yeah, 140,000 beneficial bugs. I guess
yeah.
I left out that key part.
So I guess bugs.
But like those would be like ladybugs.
So not love bugs. In other
no,
words.
No, no, no. They'd be like ladybugs and those types of things.
Or
love bugs of the Herbie variety. There's a lot of Volkswagens.
And apparently they're inviting school children from the area
right.
to participate.
That's
and
nice of them.
And they're releasing. They're releasing them at DCA, though, because it's supposed to get rid of pests, and you were talking about annual pass holders. DCA.
You guys are terrible.
And there's
get
a party
rid of you first.
Party for the Planet at DAC.
Oh,
again?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, yay.
Nine to three.
You know what? I always enjoy that. This year I get to go with Gideon. Yep. I don't have to go with
this
you.
This isn't just
you
any Earth Day.
Party
this is
pooper.
The 40th anniversary of Earth Day.
Yep.
I'm not sure how that differs from the 40th Earth Day, but I keep reading it as the 40th anniversary. Is this the 40th anniversary of Earth Day? Doesn't it make it the 41st?
No.
Yeah, because the first one, and then the first
oh, yeah,
anniversary
is
the second
so
one.
So last year was the 40th. They're double dipping. It's like when they retired the electrical parade, because it was a whole other year of promotion when they brought in Light Magic, and then a whole other year of promotion when they brought back the electrical
remember
parade.
Remember the Light Magic sign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the parade.
Do you think they're going to drive the electrical parade down Osceola Parkway like they did last time?
I don't know. I doubt it.
I hope so.
How else are they going to get it here?
I would love them to.
I really doubt they
it's
would.
It's on its way now, right? It's on the 10, somewhere around Texas?
Yeah, still,
no, they
show,
it's still performing.
Weekend.
Yeah, this is the last weekend,
okay,
right?
Okay, and then it'll get on the road.
Yeah. It'll travel Route 66. It's a cross-promotion with cars.
Yeah, they'll drive it across.
That'd be fun. Maybe that's cool. how it'll go back. It'll be a Cars 2 cross-promotion. Like travel Route 66.
If you could just get studios and theme parks to work together, that could happen. I could see it.
I mean, that'd be like getting us to promote something at Tron at Walt Disney World already.
Oh, I finally got to ride that.
Right. I read.
I saw the Tron monorail.
So how was monorail coral?
Oh, you saw it?
You were there. You should know this.
Yeah, we were all together. You were with the captain when we
You were there?
Saw the
I was there. I was the shady man.
Welcome to my world.
Wearing all black at night.
Remember? And your son pointed up,
I remember that part.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and there was a Tron monitor.
So what's it like from the inside?
It made my head hurt a little bit. It was like
because of all the glowing and
No, not because of the glowing, but because of the
CGI
way the
CGI graphics.
You know how those balloons are when you're looking outside from the inside of a monorail, and those decals, there's like that netting, right?
It looks like that, right?
I didn't realize how important those gaps between the balloons were, because without them, it's like just being inside of a honeycomb
nice
or something.
And dark.
Well, that was the thing. I was like, I didn't mind the fact it was shady. But I really thought that it would
shady
be...
Shady as in, like, dark or shady as in, like...
Seedy?
Or shady as in, like, where I would hang out.
But the thing about it was I found I had a hard time focusing because of the way the it messed with my depth of field or whatever.
Did you try closing your eyes?
I finally just didn't look out the window.
Just use a lean rail.
It was weird. I have to admit, it was really weird. I mean, I don't think it's affecting everybody that way, but it affected me in that way. So I took a picture so people online could see what it was like to look out. I mean, because to me, that was what my view was.
It's on the blog.
Yeah, so.
You have to go on the Epcot line, which is sort of redundant for most of our travels.
Yeah.
Why?
Because usually if you're going to go to Epcot, you're going to park at Epcot.
I've done I park at Epcot to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Really?
You usually go to Epcot too, but yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, I understand, but I'm not saying it's something
sometimes
we never
there's
do.
Two sometimes of them. I park at Epcot to go to the Magic Kingdom, though. Just because it's
a more convenient parking lot.
I feel too guilty to park at a hotel, and it's more convenient than taking a tram.
Yep. Especially, and the
Plus
little...
monorails never break.
Well, and our little guy absolutely loves... Gideon loves the monorail, loves so
no,
any
I'm
excuse
not.
For an extra monorail
I'm
trip.
I'm not saying something you would never do. I'm just saying it's not as required.
All right. So back to Tron Legacy, since that was mentioned here. Who wants to tell me about Operation Tron? Because I was kind of busy during that time, and I didn't really catch what was going on.
A guy jumped out of a plane.
I know that, but give me some context.
Okay, so
hopefully with a parachute.
ENCOM International.
Nope.
No parachute? Wow. It takes guts.
ENCOM International.
It leaves them, too.
Stop. Ew. Yuck.
That's why the event didn't go so well. So ENCOM International, the organization that Kevin Flynn worked for and created the Tron video game from.
Kevin Lives.
Flynn Lives, thank you.
You can't even get that right.
I did that on
purpose. You can't get the
sure.
catchphrase. The
sponsored WonderCon, the sort of San Francisco offshoot of Comic-Con. And so they took the opportunity to announce their new endeavor. So Alan Bradley, who you might remember if you saw the first movie,
by
Bruce Boxleitner.
Who's aged well, I might add. But go ahead.
It's because he's always in the game grid.
Okay.
Announced that they're going to release Space Paranoids online, including special levels designed by Kevin Flynn. But the Flynn Lives people who are upset that ENCOM is not doing the search for Kevin Flynn decided to have a parachute and miss the stage that they were supposed to hit.
Now, none of this is real. This is all
no,
promotion
is
for Tron Legacy. Except for the missing the stage. That
right, that actually happened. But
well, that's a bummer.
So they were just trying to promote the movie and it was nice because a lot of people are complaining that Tron's, Bruce Boxleitner's girlfriend from the first movie isn't in the sequel. So they brought her out at the press conference saying,
that's neat.
Hey, you know, it wouldn't be, none of this would be possible without my lovely wife. So they brought the actress out as a nod to the fans who were clamoring for her to be in the movie.
Oh, that is nice.
So.
I don't know why I'm so confused, but this promotion and, like, these actual press releases coming out and stuff is just making my head spin. Hard to believe, I know.
You have to think of them as, like, the ARGs of Lost, where you have all, like, that book, The Bad Twin, and you have
exactly what it is.
All that stuff.
Yeah, I never paid any attention.
I know,
don't. Or the Batman
You don't have to.
Stuff.
You're fine without it.
When they promoted Dark Knight, they had a bunch of, like, events you would show up to.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty neat stuff.
I missed that.
You should look it up sometime, actually. You should
read
and
you
see
can
if
watch
you
the
can...
video online at flintlives.com.
Oh, okay.
And you can see the edited press release, edited video, which makes it look a lot more impressive than apparently it was if you watched on Ustream.
Hey, have you guys been to Epcot and seen the vertical construction going on there on the World Showcase?
No.
Oh, yeah, new restaurant's coming.
Oh, wow. I was really surprised at how...
I'm a little busy with the vertical construction at Magic Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
Impressive.
That is, okay.
Yeah, I was too busy at Magic Kingdom watching everybody queue up at the food stand. In Adventureland, you see there's a popcorn stand, there's like food, and you see a bunch of, and I saw a bunch of people lined up at the food stand, and they're all getting drinks because it's hot outside. And I see the hot popcorn stand has nobody there, despite the fact that they both share the same coolers for drinks. So I just walk up to the popcorn stand and get a drink immediately. Well, there's like a whole, like, you know, like that's upwards of 25 people.
That's why you will be able to reproduce and share your genetic code more often than the other people.
Hey, so there's a tip. So there's a brilliant insider tip. If you are at the Magic Kingdom or a Disney theme park and it is a hot day and you are thirsty, don't underestimate the value of popcorn carts.
Right.
They may have your beverage.
I have the converse of that insider tip, which for whatever reason is not an outsider tip, and that is on a very cold day, get your hot chocolate from the ice cream store. We did it.
Yes, it's amazing how many guests will, like, the line, Casey's Corner line will be, will go all the way over the bridge into Frontierland, and ice cream will be selling the same hot chocolate, probably better.
Fresher?
Conversely. And there'll be no line.
Because it doesn't cross your...
But you would think maybe the ice cream place would come up in with like a sign and it says, we have hot chocolate too. But they probably can't afford it.
All right. Okay, so Tron Legacy. We saw a 3D movie this weekend.
Yes. Well,
what does that have to do with Tron Legacy, though?
We didn't see the Tron Legacy trailer as a part of it, which really took me off.
Instead,
we got Iron Man 2. Which is not in 3D.
No.
To which I said to Fanboy, Iron Man 2, why is that not in 3D? And Fanboy said, money. And then what was the next trailer we saw?
Step Up.
3D. In 3D. Which is also a Disney film.
Well, I think I bet you Iron Man 3 will be in 3D.
Because all threes are in 3D.
All threes will be 3D now.
Jaws 3
Did you see
3D.
Warner Brothers announced that all of their blockbuster movies
their tentpoles.
Are going to be in 3D.
Doesn't that like go without announcing? What studio's not
like,
doing
like
that
like
now?
Legit 3D or more of this Clash of the Titans / Alice in Wonderland 3D?
Well, Alice in Wonderland was done okay because I think it was there was a difference because Alice in Wonderland wasn't a rush job.
Right.
Clash of Titans was done in like a week and a half.
Yeah. I think it was literally two weeks.
It was done on iPad, actually. They used the Convert to 3D app.
Disney needs to create a device that permits younger children to easily enjoy a 3D movie. Because you can't really get a five-year-old or lower very very easily to wear glasses.
Really?
So,
I think five-year-old you could. Because I saw 3D when I was five.
But for that period, I mean, no, but no, full length? You think full length you could get
it? That was in the 80s 3D phase.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I know 3 and under. I'll go 3 and under.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you 3 and under.
I'll go definitely 3 and under, but I think
four?
Even as high as 5. I think as high as 5.
I think once you're in kindergarten, you can sit with glasses on.
Nah,
it would be nice if something were invented.
Because at 5 years old, a lot of kids do actually have glasses.
Well, no, but there's a difference. I think based on what I've seen at theme parks and such, it seems to me there's a difference between the theme park, you know, like the big 3D glasses and what you're wearing on your head when you have actual glasses.
I think the 3D at the movies is much more watchable than the 3D at the theme parks.
Oh, I would agree.
So I think part of it's eye fatigue that you get at the theme parks. I don't know if it's the glasses as much as it just gets hard to look at. But I don't know. It's been a while since I've been 5.
But even still, like right now, all these 3D movies are coming out and you can't take your little kid to see them because you can't get your toddler or whatnot. You know, a toddler who would enjoy, let's use the recent DreamWorks film, the Dragons film. They would enjoy, you know, watching that in 3D probably. You know, they like the film. It will catch their attention long enough. But I think as a parent, you have to make the choice to go see it in 2D simply because it's not accessible to your youngster in 3D.
Right. Well, and they're working on glasses 3D.
So I'd love 3D. To see. Yeah, I'd love to see.
It'd take a while, though.
Yeah. I would be interested to if there's somebody out there who can come up with something between now and then that makes it accessible to younger or special needs or what, you know, whatnot, where you have some of those challenges with the glasses. But I was talking about the stuff over at Epcot. That's exciting. I didn't realize it was as big as it is, like the cantina thing.
Oh, that's right.
And the pizzeria.
They put out some neat pictures. I'm sure you posted on the website.
But it didn't hit me until we were there.
I thought the pizzeria, I didn't do any research, but I thought they were building a pizza stand. you know, place to walk up, get a pizza, but it would actually be good because it's in Italy. Not great because it's the new vendor.
I heard they took that big sign off of Dixie Stampede.
Same as the...
And are going to put it over by the pizzeria.
Endor wanted.
World's
largest pizzeria. But, which never opened.
But you know what's sad, though? This is what that's exciting, but it would be more exciting if that wasn't the most exciting thing happening at the Disney theme parks.
Oh, no. China opened up a new shop, too, out on the walkway.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd never guess what they sell.
But here's the other thing about the cantina. The cantina
not that one.
They've extended out they've extended out into the water a bit more. So you know that bridge, the Mexico Bridge. So if you can't any longer, I don't think the far left side of the bridge, I don't think that's going to be a good illuminations viewing spot because the cantina will obstruct your view is my suspicion based upon what I see right now. But on the flip side, it seems to me that you're going to have a lot of really beautiful viewing area. I wonder if they're going to capitalize on that for some sort of illuminations package.
I think that's the plan.
That would be awesome.
I think it was designed to have sort of a like Rose and Crown does, where it mm-hmm. maximizes the illuminations sellability. So I don't know what the
because
it's third party too. So.
Because the Mexico Bridge is among my favorite places to watch illuminations, and so if that's somewhere where you can kind of do a dinner and that would be.
They also did a brilliant thing in that restaurant will be counter service for lunch and table service
for
dinner.
Like the Beast restaurant.
Where?
Be our guest at Fantasyland.
They're going to do the same thing with the new with the developing Fantasyland restaurant.
Really? That's going to be a table service?
In the evening.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. Counter service during the day, table service at night.
Hey, Captain.
Wait.
The big question is anyone ever going to go back to PVH for lunch now?
What's PBH?
Pinocchio's Village House.
I like PVH. They have pizza. No.
Can't take the monorail you're so fond of and go get it.
Don't they have a second floor?
Yes.
I'm big on second floors.
Yes, we know.
Maybe Bella have one.
But you're okay. You like second floors, but anything between 3 and 15, you're not so okay with.
3 and 45.
Yeah. 3 and infinity, pretty much.
So are you going to ask the captain?
Have you done any queueless queues yet?
No. Okay. I have not.
What do you think of the concept?
I had to wait the old-fashioned way. I don't know, because I haven't experienced it. I can't really, give an honest opinion, really.
Fair enough. I know they've been doing more testing at Rock and Roller Coaster for that.
Because,
me,
it's like I never really thought of it as such a big deal where, why can't you just wait a little bit and ride your ride? Like
you are waiting.
Person.
You're just, instead of waiting in line, you're sitting in a chair wishing you were moving instead of sitting.
Slide to the right.
The way people... When you're in line, you want to keep moving, even though it doesn't matter that you're not going anywhere. So I wonder how the psyche, what I'm saying. I can't think of the word, but the mental aspect of not really necessarily going anywhere.
You mean like the people who stand outside with their fast pass for 15 minutes and just look at their fast pass and look at the clock and look at their fast pass and look at the clock? Yeah.
I think the idea is they're only doing – it's not like they're doing it at places where they're just going to have you wait outside.
Oh, that's fine.
There's entertainment.
Right.
That's the key part.
Oh, totally.
Have a dance party to keep you occupied.
But just the human psyche of – I'm waiting to go on a line.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to go on a ride, but
I'm in the same spot.
It doesn't matter that you're being entertained. In your mind, you're waiting.
It will be interesting to see how it plays with the mind. Yeah, I'm with you. Because I was just when I was at the Magic Kingdom during spring break, I hopped in the queue for Pirates of the Caribbean because I know that that's a very steadily moving line, and so my 15-20 no, it's a half hour wait. My half hour wait did not feel at all like a half hour wait because. Number one, it's a very air-conditioned queue, by the way, major tip. if you really are at the Magic Kingdom on a crowded day and you can be within the Castile, the covered area of the pirates, just jump in the queue. It'll move.
And
you'll be air-conditioned.
And here's another good tip.
And if pirates is down, go to Peter Pan's flight.
No. Well, that's like the worst.
No.
Don't even, 10 minutes. I am such a fast pass addict when it comes to pirates. Peter Pan. If it's above 15, I walk because I don't know why that queue is
top 10 worst.
I do not know why that queue is so oppressive.
But here's a tip: if Captain Jack Sparrow is doing his show, wait until they start singing Yo Ho and then leave and go on Pirates of the Caribbean, or else you're gonna have a big stampede of people hauls and show up for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay,
that's what that ride needs. It needs a Barker bird out front to get people to go there.
Yeah, because when I went, I did that the same thing, and I said, "Oh, it's going to be 30 minutes," and it was actually under 3 when I did it when I walked in.
Yeah.
Because they were pretty much gearing up for everybody to show up.
At 3 minutes, that ride's almost worth it.
And make sure you go on the left side because the left side technically has less real estate than the right side.
Yes.
And Dolly's dip. So Bob Iger.
He was
the
featured
CEO
in the Times.
Of the Walt Disney Company.
He's a guy. Yes.
He was featured in the New York Times in a gushing article.
He's Cinderella.
Because he rocks.
Cinderella 4.
So
Cinderella Man.
We've all read the article.
Yes.
Well, pause. We'll give you a moment to read it.
Okay, we're back. apparently, Bob Iger not only walks on water, no, but it is a very glowing article about his tenure, which, I mean, to be fair, when this guy took over at the suggestion of Michael Eisner, given the unceremonious way in which he was vote, removed from the company... I don't think many fans had high hopes for what Bob Iger would do for the company.
And as this article says, quote, he was widely dismissed as little more than a stuffed suit who might have had the skills to fix a highly dysfunctional company but lacked creative sizzle or big picture brilliance to raise its game.
And frankly, what Bob Iger is known for now is creative sizzle and big picture skills. It remains to be seen if all those big picture skills will pan out, but he certainly isn't shy about doing stuff for the big picture.
Remember, and that's what I love about Bob Iger, is they keep saying, you're paying too much for Pixar, you're paying too much for Pixar, the next movie's going to flop. So they release another movie, it does well. Then, like, no, well, that was just a fluke. They're going to release another one, this up thing, no one's going to, and it's successful. At some point, you know, you're like, okay, we got our $7 billion worth, we're good.
It's funny.
Now it's Marvel that's going to be the failure.
And that's funny because the day before I read this Times piece, I was reading an article where they talked about how Marvel Entertainment was going to be that he paid a 25% premium for, they said.
Right.
That it will be considered his first misstep. Right. And then this article comes out. Just
which quotes that.
On glowing and glowing and glowing.
But the article quotes that. That other article saying that this, a lot of people think this will be his first misstep, which still remains to be seen, to be fair. I mean,
oh, yeah, totally.
Could be. Especially if the stuff they talk about in the article between Friction and him and the Marvel guy turns out to be anything.
And the next day, they start selling Marvel merchandise at DisneyStore.com and Disney Store proper, which probably means it wasn't as a result of the article because it's
yes.
not that quick.
No. Really. Well, the thing I really liked reading was how he handled the international market and then the European market. I mean, that's the kind of thing that really does seem to take not only big picture skills, but really a lot of trust. I mean, to put the Disney Channel, Argentina, for the one they talked about, in the hands of Argentinians takes a lot of trust. And then the result, a hit show with no Disney properties, you know, pans out. The guy, he's good.
And what I liked about it was it showed – two things I really liked is his ability to adapt. So, you know, he doesn't stay true to, you know, he might feel one way, and then as time goes on, he changes his attitudes, which in this ever-changing media landscape, you need to do, and balances heritage and tradition with forward-looking.
Some things he said didn't strike me too.
Well, but see, I think you're misreading it.
Well, it came on the heels of something about the lawyer, so that's to his credit.
Right, and that was the bonus thing I said. Yeah, thank goodness. Someone says, you know what, lawyers shouldn't run the company. Mm-hmm. You know, lawyers are there to consult you, and sometimes you go, if they sue us, they sue us.
But the line, the baggage of tradition can slow you down. I'm not going to eliminate that, but I'd like to reduce it significantly. To hear anyone say that about Disney, but, it's definitely going to make people cringe a little
bit. But I don't think he's – I mean – the guy that created D23 and all that stuff, I don't think he's talking about tradition as in, you know, making cartoons and things like that. I think he's talking about business tradition where we're going to run our business like a Hollywood business. We're going to run our network like a network. I think he's talking that side, not we're going to suddenly I'm trying to think of a Disney tradition at this point.
Change the company name to the Bob Iger Company.
Right, exactly. Yes. I mean, there's a – I don't – this is a man that values that the history of the company makes it the brand it is, and therefore he's not going to suddenly say, you know what, we're not going to – Mickey Mouse, he's so 1928. We're going to focus on Spider-Man. He's like 19.
What I am – the one tradition that that I am interested to see how it goes with Iger is Disney's commitment to family-friendly entertainment. And I don't see him changing that.
Didn't we talk about this already at the beginning of the show?
But, but you know, Dick Cook always talked about the importance of the difference between a Disney film versus a Touchstone film. And I mean, and I know that, you know, times they are changing.
Was in 3D. And
people's lines are very different as far as what they, you know, have come to, what kind of language or what kind of scenes or whatnot are available in a family-friendly film versus a non, you know, family-friendly film. So I think it will be very interesting to see where that line is developed with under Iger. Because, you know, it will be different than Eisner, I'm sure, because that's part of a... It's a subjective.
But I think we already saw Dick sort of move that needle. I mean, Disney releasing PG-13 movies. I mean, there was an era where Roger Rabbit would have been was Touchstone because that was considered too whatever. Mm-hmm. And but so you know they talk about how you can have intensity, but you're not going to have you know sex and vulgarity.
What worries me more than what they're going to do with movies, because I think they have enough labels. They don't need to push what comes under the Disney label too much, is what they decide to do with characters. Like we've talked about before with some of the crazy stuff Mickey's doing outside of films and some of the you know, like the...
He was hopped up on...
the steampunk and the Epic Mickey.
And some of the Mickey merchandise these days, which I'm not
some
saying...
Some of the licensing choices.
Yeah, or even not licensing, the stuff they sell in the parks.
Yeah, that too.
Which I'm not saying crosses the line, but it certainly pushes the envelope further than it was pushed before.
And that's what I think is funny is, you know, they just went through this... I hate to call it this, but that's what it's called. The repuvenication.
What?
Repuvenication. I'll explain. They want in preparation for the Winnie the Pooh feature, they want Winnie the Pooh to move away from being general to being Winnie the Pooh. So you're not going to see Winnie the Pooh on a skateboard. You're not going to see extreme sport Winnie the Pooh. You're not going to see
which
Winnie
they
the
had
Pooh
done
outside of 100 Acre Wood.
Pooh sales were dropping.
Right.
And yeah.
Patrick Sobacher.
Okay, oh, so Winnie the Pooh sales were in decline.
Right.
And they attempted to revitalize the brand with, you know, My Friend Tigger and Pooh.
Compost.
And you know, with the Darby stuff and Pooh and Tigger and Friends, you know, being these super sleuths who would solve
right.
the case.
Right, that failed?
And it is, no, it's not doing well.
Oh.
And it's not capturing the public and therefore, you know, it's not having the turnaround of the brand that they want. And so they're going back to the traditional roots of Pooh.
And that's what I think is interesting in that they're doing that with Winnie the Pooh. They're pushing Mickey. Mickey's obviously more general. Mickey is today. He's not
right.
You can put Mickey on a skateboard and it would feel right. Mm-hmm. But you know the epic Mickey and that kind of thing. It'll be interesting to see. You know, there are obviously a lot of people that are very guarded with Mickey and. The game's not out yet, so we don't know. But at the same time, you look, you know, watch Steamboat Willie, and maybe we should get a little bit more back to that Mickey so he has some personality.
That Mickey's gone. Create another character for personality.
Wah, wah, wah.
He's a corporate symbol. That's it. Another thing in the article that I found...
still want my Michael Eisner watch.
...that I really liked was he dislikes Pomp and Circumstance, often waking at 4:30 a.m., which good thing he wasn't in charge of Fantasia 2000. Often waking at 4:30 a.m., he drives himself to work and coaches his son's basketball games on weekends. Yeah. Now, later on in the article...
Michael Eisner's son?
Later on in the article, he gets advice from Michael Eisner to not get too arrogant, which takes one to know one.
Ouch.
But come on.
Oh.
Why do you think they always had to hold the shareholder meetings in these huge buildings?
That's just harsh.
It's Michael Eisner.
Everyone knows Michael Eisner was pretty happy with himself.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just.
So,
you can't
I mean,
say
I hope that I would never speak. I hope that turns out to be the case. I mean, he, by all accounts in this article anyway, he's a nice guy, a down-to-earth guy. As I think Michael Eisner probably was in the mid-80s, and so...
Oh, see, I don't know.
Really?
Because Michael Eisner, you know, started at ABC, jumped ship to Paramount to get a higher-profile gig, jumped ship to Disney to get a higher-profile gig, studio exec Mojo guy. This guy was bought by ABC. He was going to be the next president of Cap City ABCs. And then they get bought by Disney. He doesn't know where he's working, and he doesn't quit. He just stays and works for the one company he's worked for his entire professional life.
Okay.
He doesn't come across like a movie boss like Michael did. I mean, the fact that he's cutting back the number of movies helps that. But I'm not saying he will never be arrogant. And it does make you think of how will Bob Iger end? Will he end like as an 80-year-old? Will he end, you know, just decide when he's 60 he wants to retire? Or is he going to have – is there going to be a performance downturn? And
then the other funny thing in the article was that the article starts off talking about how there was he got a pitch of a Disneyland attraction that he hated. And then it closes saying that attraction was World of Color and how – let's see. It says he felt the attraction overall was outstanding, but he worried that the music was all wrong. So he had written notes about each song on how to make the show more modern. So and coincidentally, a leak, that's the wrong word, a video of that show has appeared on the internet recently.
Oh, really? Where would I find it?
All over YouTube by people who stole it from laughingplace.com.
Well, that's what we get for not watermarking it. Little did we know
they still steal it. It would say where it came from.
Yeah. We just figured there'd be a bunch of them out there, so we wouldn't need to know.
Well, apparently we got the only one. So we say complete. We don't know what the final show is going to be, but at least lengthwise. And
it might be extended edition.
Lengthwise, it feels like a complete show. So, and we put that up earlier this week because we were lucky enough to get it sent to us. So we put it up, and people really like it.
I'm not watching it because I'm planning on seeing the show.
I skimmed through
how they feel about the music.
they really like the whole show, including the music. They like the emotion of it, which that always comes from music, especially the view we had from the Grand Californian with the Golden Zephyr right there in the middle. It's not like it's the Primo. So a lot of what you're liking is just the overall feel of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say Bob Iger made a good call with the music.
Yeah.
Someone came up to me and started talking about how Bellagio might as well just shut down, which makes me so happy because I'm sick and tired of hearing about how Bellagio has the best water fountains in the world and they do the best water show in the world. And, you know, we should be doing the best water show in the world.
So, why?
Because we do everything we should do the best.
Oh, but you don't have to do a water show.
No, but because people would compare it to Fantasmic, which I know it's not a completely different show, but they would. And
by the way, you've had the best water show in the world for years. Don't forget Fantasy Waters, Disneyland Hotel.
But it closed.
So, okay.
I mean, I guess they didn't want to show up to Bellagio because there's some sort of corporate partnership or something. But, yeah, no, I'm happy that we can take over the Bellagio. I haven't seen the Bellagio fountains, but...
Bellagio fountains have a big problem with wind. I wonder if...
Uh-oh. Santa Ana.
I wonder how that's going to work out here, if it's the same or if they...
There's definitely more... I know we have more nozzles than they do.
I have no idea how that means. What that means?
Well, how are like? I mean,
no, I know what that means, but what that means in terms of like?
I was just talking about it in terms of
scope. Will it have to close down any attractions while it runs?
I think they are
like Screamin' or
yeah, I think they are. I don't know if they have to. I think maybe they want to for aesthetics.
Because I was just saying, you know, if your water fountains go taller than your attractions, and I can only imagine people on the Ferris wheel.
Red light at the top of the water.
I can only imagine people on the Sun Wheel or the Mickey's Fun Wheel, and then the winds blow in and you all get soaked. That'd be kind of funny. They should actually sell that like as its own like a ticketed event.
You know there's going to be
the soak zone.
You remember when Fantasmic started and they weren't ready for it and there was all these things, problems they had to fix as time went on?
No.
What's the thing that they're going to completely not think about that could ruin the show, but they're going to go, whoops, and it's going to be like, you have to see the show in the first week to see this the way it was.
Like Luminaria.
Yeah.
Well, Fantasmic was also not even just a show. Like, didn't they have, like, the viewing area? The whole thing in front of pirates, because of Fantasmic?
Yeah. Yes. That was a disaster.
I will be very, very interested to see how the guests enter and exits are handled. I have a feeling that you will see lots of changes there, because that's not really something that you can totally map out before you actually do it. You can map out your idea, but then it's once you actually have people trying to do what you tell them to. How many years has it been before Fantasmic started having that whole, you know, Frontierland is the entrance and Adventureland is the exit, you know, at Disneyland? and mm-hmm. the whole toilet bowl thing that they do at a Magic Kingdom where they circle you around the hub when you exit and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting. I'll be really interested to see the various ideas and the various ways that they handle the ebb and flow of traffic before and after the show.
Oh, come on. It's DCA. No one's going to watch it.
I think
it's going to be huge.
Do you remember when the
They did build all that, you know, viewing space.
No, but do you remember when the electrical parade first started and you could stand in the Esplanade and you could watch all the people pour out of Disneyland, go over and watch the electrical parade, and then when the electrical parade was over, you could watch all the people pour out? Because, Walt Disney World fans... this is incomprehensible, but because
they're not that stupid.
No, but I mean, they just I can't tell you how many Walt Disney World fans that I try and explain to them how convenient it is to go from one park to another at the Disneyland Resort, and it's just because there's nothing that convenient here. I mean, the only thing that
from the Swan to the mini golf is like piece of cake.
No, it's
maybe
not.
Swan to dolphins, not the same thing.
Oh, from Magic Kingdom's parking lot to Magic Kingdom? Oh, such a breeze.
But seriously, to go from Disneyland Resort to go from Disneyland Park to Disney's California Adventure Park is like going from the lobby of the Swan to the lobby of the Dolphin.
Actually, shorter.
Shorter, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
It would be shorter, yeah.
And, I mean, that's just... such a difference.
Yeah, it's just another land.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
so
I'm looking forward to... Eventually, they're just going to give up on that, right?
We keep waiting.
You know, they opened up the Paradise Park area, the viewing area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fountain in there. So I'm waiting for the first time, and it's going to shut off for viewing area. I'm waiting for the first time they forget that daylight savings time happened, and that fountain darts in the middle as all the people are getting ready for World of Color, and they have to buy a lot of people a lot of new clothes. You know what's going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
Hey, all the lights went out. All the lights went out New Year's Eve because the park never stays open that late. That was so awesome.
We predicted World of Color, I think, at the beginning of the season.
Did we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I hope so. It's going to be huge.
That was one of our predictions.
I think so.
I think it's going to be bigger than Superstar Lima.
I mean, it's going to be the biggest thing DCA ever had, right? There's no question.
Are they going to pull out all the stops to promote it? Like, are they going to have, like, I mean, in that, they're going to have, like, the red carpet premiere where they invite celebrities to come and see it. So they have they have all these images of, you know, Miley Cyrus and Selena Gomez and John Travolta and whatnot enjoying champagne and berries as they watch World of Color.
I don't think it's going to get the red carpet treatment.
They did it for Summer Nightastic last year.
I think it totally.
I mean, not a great red carpet, but there was a red carpet.
I think they could totally have that vibe.
Really? See, I could see that when
I will be terribly disappointed in the powers that be.
You mean red carpet interviews?
If they do not have a snooty patootie. No, you know what I want? This is what I want. Here you go. I want the powers that be to have a charity event at Disney's California Adventure showcasing World of Color, maybe the Pediatric AIDS Foundation that they use for Downtown Disney, and you have lots of people dressed up enjoying evening entertainment with the finale being World of Color in an after-hours charity gala. This is what I want. And part of that would be a red carpet event. But that's what I want. If that doesn't happen, I'll be sad.
Okay. Then.
And then I'll get over it really quick.
I'm glad.
you see, I can expect like a red carpet thing for like when Little Mermaid opens or like when their attractions open.
They did red carpet for Snow White. Although I guarantee you it won't be a red carpet. It'll be a multicolored carpet.
Yeah,
or it'll
exactly.
When was the last time we actually had a red carpet?
The carpet of many colors.
Yep. Nobody ever has red carpets anymore except the Oscars. They're like the only people left.
That's because they trademarked it.
See, that's actually the big conspiracy. Nobody else can actually have a red carpet. That's they have right. to pay the Academy.
What was the carpet? Oh, it was a green carpet at Wide World of Sports, wasn't it?
Turf.
Yes, because
turf.
The field.
But just imagine, you can have like the most recent Dancing with the Stars winner doing some dancing.
And they got that stage on the, you know.
Speaking of which, before we were watching Lost, we were watching American Idol and Dancing with the Stars at the same time.
A split screen,
and it actually makes both of them much better.
Oh yeah, totally.
Because you see people dancing all crazy to somebody singing all badly, and it makes everything better.
You know what makes it even better?
What?
Just like TiVoing the Lost from last week and watching that instead.
I miss the pop-up blast.
I had to know
blast.
Who got voted off on ABC on Dancing with the Stars.
Who did?
I don't even remember. It was a person I don't even know who they are. And we didn't have the sound on that one. We had the sound on American Idol because you
that
want
would
to hear
sense.
The people sing. So, I don't know.
Or not.
So, I don't know. Oh, man, that was painful. American
did you hear
Idol.
That the band leader, music director for American Idol is going to be the new Kevin Eubanks?
Oh, really? No, I hadn't heard that. Very cool.
Newlywed Game?
No, not Bob Eubanks.
Conan is going to TBS. I know this is totally not Disney related, but
yeah,
but it is funny.
That is, yeah.
That's awesome.
Their channel just got actually legitimately funny.
Yeah, you know what's funny though is they had to bump George Lopez to a later slot in order
that was
to.
So, awesome. So he was clever because you know how everybody's talking about Team Coco. During
uh-huh,
the
yeah.
whole...
Oh, I want Coco. You know,
so
it's
Team Coco and the coconuts,
no,
yeah?
No, so Lopez said, nah, it's Team Loco, which is funny.
That is kind of funny, yeah.
I think it's funny.
Not TBS funny.
No.
It's called the number.
Is that more Mike Wazowski funny?
It shut down
yeah,
their website.
Exactly.
They
TBS?
They put up a little video announcing the arrival of Conan, and you couldn't get on the site. In fact, I tried later that evening. I mean, like, hours and hours later, and I had a hard time pulling up the video. It took a while. And it was, like, the shortest little... It was like, nothing. But, yeah, it was...
Wow.
It was huge.
I'm
so
shocked
I mean,
by that.
Interesting Please. To see.
We've got a voicemail.
Wait, what?
No, we don't.
You know what's interesting about TBS, though? I watched an Angel game on TBS. We lost. Not funny.
Hey, did you ever watch those interstitials they had that were on their website, too?
Which ones?
It was this little, like, mini-sode series. I think it was 6 weeks. It was during, one of those family comedies. And they had a little, instead of commercials, it was sponsored by Disney Parks.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
And
watch
it was
that.
Like a little story. It's actually rather cute. And you can watch them on TBS.com. It's,
I can't. Team Coco crashed the site.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's cool.
So we have
They were set in Epcot.
Hey, LCP, this is Magic here, 214 here. I just wanted to give my 2 cents on what's happened in the past couple weeks at Disney. Alice in Wonderland, I thought the movie was very good. It was a sold-out 3D IMAX when we saw it opening night. I think it's very simple to do, too. The critics' reviews weren't that bad. Box office is very good, as you can tell from the opening 3 weeks. So a 2 is very possible, and the ending made it possible. And someone else mentioned this on the discussion boards, but I thought it was very interesting. In the phase 2 of the Fantasyland project, an Alice Land would be very cool. Those castles were very intricate in the movie, especially the Red Queens. I would love to see an Alice Land here like Paris and Disneyland has. Summer Nightastic, my thoughts. Very underwhelmed. I mean, I'm fine with the parade, but the fireworks and the Tower of Terror would be even more exciting if I knew what was coming. They could at least announce some more details. Hello? You can hear me. I know Fantasmic announced what was announced. I would think they would announce either a new dragon or even making it the entire week long. You know, just something simple to do, and they're not doing it. I know this is not Disney, but my chorus is doing Oklahoma at school, and I know Broadway is very crazy rehearsal time, but I could not breathe after today's mini rehearsal. We started learning the dance moves to one of the songs out of my dreams. If you've ever seen the movie, it's the Dream Ballet. God, whoever knew that galloping and hopping on different feet would be so tiring? Good golly. But if you want to come, it's May 26th at middle school in
it cuts off right there.
Apparently the school police.
And high school.
I remember when middle I did school. Oklahoma in high school.
Oh.
No, I don't kay. Actually.
You want underwhelmed. What's the new name of this fireworks show?
The Summer Nightastic Fireworks Spectacular.
That would be a working title, right?
That's the one that's on their website. Gives yeah. you the impression it's official.
Wow.
There's no magic in there. It's very funny.
Why did Alice... It's about time. They should have planned that. Alice should be a bigger part of Phantom
See,
Land.
People are going to do this. Like, Rapunzel's going to come out, and they're going to be like, you know what? Rapunzel should be part of it.
I don't think Rapunzel, as much as Disney would like it to, is going to do nearly as well as Alice in Wonderland. Besides, what's Rapunzel?
Tangled.
Oh
you mean Tangled?
Maybe let's do a promotion at the barbershop.
Where they don't cut your hair.
Do you know about the new thing at Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique?
What?
They now have the Castle Couture shop is now configured as like a photo studio, so you can get your picture taken in your Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. Well, not you. I guess you if you really want. But your Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique out self.
Nice.
Right next door.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot easier than dragging your body all the way down to Main Street.
Or miles away if you're at Downtown Disney. But they already have something similar to Downtown Disney. There's a part two to that voicemail.
There is. Oh. Okay.
You noticed he didn't exactly end smoothly.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That's because he was winded from the rehearsal.
I want to go see it, but I have no idea where.
It's at River Middle School. I think Locke just got hit by a car at that place, didn't he?
Sorry, Austria.
Hey, LPP, this is part two of Magic0214. I know you're getting tired of my voicemails, but I'll start emailing if you want me to.
No, it's
number
good.
One, Muppet Show comic book. I thought it was very funny. I really enjoyed them. I'm looking forward to more. I know they have two Muppet Show ones, and they also have Muppet Show Treasure Island, Muppet Show Wizard of Oz, I think. And they have Muppet Show Snow White, which I had no idea. I think that could be really funny. I hope they do more. I think it's a great thing to introduce the comic book kids into the Muppets even more. So, Kingdom Keepers 3, as you probably get this, it's already came out, but as of right now, I'm very looking forward to it. I love that it's set in Epcot. I think they can do a lot with the Overtakers. The cover has the snake thing that's trying to eat Ellen from Ellen's Energy Adventure, so that sounds like it's going to be funny. Ellen in that Disney book just sounds funny. I wonder what she's going to do. I wonder if she's going to pop up out of the car and go, hey! Anyway.
She'll forget.
But the game is supposed to come out April 6th, which is the same day the book comes out. It's supposed to be like a VMK type thing, and someone put a link on his blog of a discussion board that is 75 pages of bad reviews. I looked it, and I'm looking forward to it, but I want to see it for myself because I'm not, I'm disappointed in all these reviews, and I want it to be good. Last thing is the Sharpay movie that's come out. I love Sharpay, so I'm very excited there's an entire movie about Sharpay, but of everyone at school that I've told, I'm very disappointed that it's not either a movie all about Troy or a fourth one in the High School Musical franchise series. I think Sharpay is fine, but I guess that's just my opinion. We were talking about favorite Disney Channel movies the other day, and I thought Doobie would get a kick out of this, that my friend's favorite Disney Channel movie is Quit. And
that's where it stops.
There is no part three, even though we got Quince.
Quince.
That has a special place Quince. In my heart because Doc Hart starred in that one.
Yeah, you know what? I thought about Danny Roebuck this week when I watched somehow the last
show. And somehow they wrangled Don Knotts in that movie, too.
In Quince?
Yeah.
He played the Undertaker.
He played the bride.
Sharpay's doing a movie?
Yeah, Sharpay's Big Adventure. Bike just gets stolen or something.
Paul Reubens. That's exciting. And, anybody read Kingdom Keepers 3 yet?
No. Was the reviews bad about the game or the reviews bad about the book?
I was about to ask that.
It's about the world, the virtual world. That's part of the part of the book this time through. It gives you a key to a world, and you go and you're interacting with others, and you're trying to solve puzzles and whatnot. I haven't been able to do it myself, but that is the impression.
People don't seem very impressed with it.
I have gotten. I hadn't looked up any reviews yet, so. Magic mentioned Alice in Wonderland. There was an interesting post on the discussion boards shortly before the last podcast, but I hadn't got to it in time. And he was saying that the author said that he had listened to a few reviews, and they all stated at the beginning that they hadn't read the Lewis Carroll's work, and that they were basing their reviews, in his opinion, therefore, on the false assumption that Burton's film is, in essence, a sequel to the animated Disney film. And he was saying how he was really frustrated with a lot of the reviews he was hearing were going into the film with expectations based upon the animated feature only. So he was saying, the Carroll books don't really have a tremendous cohesive story. It's kind of a collection of strange vignettes, and the stories are, political, social satires, which most he says today, you know, they don't really connect with you because, you know, they're based in
those crazy wigs.
They're based in that time period. So he says the problem with therefore doing a faithful adaptation of Carroll's books is that there's no real solid story, and the dated, and it's a lot of dated satirical dialogue. And Disney's animated version was smart in tossing most of it out, which literary purists hated. So he poses the question, what exactly is Burton's vision? And this is what he develops. And I found it interesting. I haven't even seen the film, but I thought this was interesting. In the 30s, someone suggested to the famous New York Magazine cartoonist James Thurber that he should do new drawings for the Alice books. Thurber's reply was, why not keep Tennille's drawings and throw out the awful story? Most of what we love and remember about Alice is the illustrations of the characters. Carroll really never described what they look like in most of his books, which I hadn't even thought about, but yeah. Again, this is what we also remember about the Disney animated versions. What they have done with the new film is to turn the original story into a sort of prequel footnote and instead concentrate on the characters. They've created a completely original tale using the classic characters, a newly fabricated story very similar to Wizard of Oz with a bit of epic Narnia tossed in. It retains all the key characters in a few episodes, like the rabbit hole, Drink Me, Eat Me, and put them into a solid tale that is actual action and character development. And so it upsets Carroll purists, but if you're a Carroll purist, then watch, as he puts it, one of the 2000 literal TV adaptations of the book.
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland is not one of those stories that's been ignored by...
No, definitely not. No, I've seen many.
That's an understatement.
So I thought that was an interesting take on the film.
Haven't Carol readers liked it?
I haven't heard, like I say, I haven't really delved into the reviews of the film beyond the box office figures.
The fashionistas liked it.
Wait, Siskel and Ebert.
Aww.
I know.
Oh, both of them. No, Ebert's still alive.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
A little bit worse for wear, but still alive.
Yep. Ugh. And then Magic mentioned the Kingdom Keepers. I mean,
KK3.
We touched on that a little bit. Oh, but they're extending the series now. Initially, it was announced as a four part. I think now it's going to be. Is it going to be a six part now?
I know his other show Alien did five of them, if I recall correctly.
Ridley Scott, Ridley Pearson, you moron.
I always confuse them.
Actually, yeah, they're going to get James Cameron to do the second.
I think it's just an excuse, because when you read the interview with the author in the Orlando Sentinel, he talks about how much fun he had getting VIP access and stuff. So I think he's just coming up with new storylines so that he can get VIP access. Apparently the action's moving to the other coast.
Yeah, well, that would make sense from going to 4 to a 6.
Yeah, I think it was...
Although, what part of DCA are they going to, like...
I'm thinking it's going to be Disneyland and then the cruise line. Because I'm telling you, this is all about the perk. It's all about the, I need to go on many, many cruises so I can do the proper research.
Yeah, and then each Adventures by Disney.
So when does Aulani open?
So, here's something we haven't done in a while. The Rocket Ride Round.
Rocket Ride Round.
It was closed for refurbishment and re-enter and reopened April.
I'm gonna moderate today.
Okay, then.
See what we got here on the boards. Everybody ready?
Sure.
Start with you, fanboy, and then I'll point to who's next. If you could ask Walt one question, what would you ask him? Doesn't have to be funny.
No, see, I have the funny answer. I don't have the real answer.
Oh, okay.
I'd say, what completes a picnic?
Okay, great.
Okay, what's the real?
I don't know. I don't really care. I mean, he's dead.
What's it like?
You know what? That's a good point.
Did you really want to be frozen? Oh, wait.
So, Ron Miller, really?
Anybody else?
I want to know the names on the windows of Main Street that we haven't been able to figure out.
Oh, that's good.
The two names over by what was the Upton Pharmacy, right? Upton Pharmacy, right?
Upjohn
Pharmacy.
Yeah, Upton Girl.
Yeah, we've never been able
to. Living in an Upton world.
Yeah. So much research has been done, and we still have no answer. We figure that they were just some sort of execs or something. So I'd like to know who they are. Why are those names there?
Captain?
I think I'm a fanboy on this.
That is a hard question.
Did you really expect people to still remember you at this point and not move on
Somebody
else to worship?
There's not a question, but you know what I want to tell them? I want to tell them the Oswald story. So your company went on to buy ABC, and then they decided they didn't want to do Sunday Night Football anymore, so NBC got it, but they really wanted the sportscaster. So we got Oswald back by giving them a sportscaster.
Do you think the partner statue is a good likeness?
There's so many. I mean, do you ask them something simple, like, do you like where the castle is? Or do you ask them something big, like, would you have hired Michael Eisner to replace him? I don't know. That's way too hard a question. How about this one? This one's a little easier. If you could have one obscure character done up as a walk-around, face or rubber head, well, who would you choose? What would you choose?
Jessica Rabbit.
Very obscure.
Yeah, very obscure there.
Nice try, fanboy.
Not as obscure as the girls in Pirates 4. But
no, not quite. That's a toughie. Trying to think of obscure.
Pick one.
You're always ready.
Because I've kind of, like, my first thought was Clopin, but he's already been done up as a walk around before.
But not a rubberhead.
That would be creepy.
Clopin's puppet.
Was he truly a walk around?
Yeah, he did. He had a walk around.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, he
I
had a walk around. He used to sign autographs back in the day.
Okay. Well, this rocket round is just flying.
Yeah, I know, right?
It will in the post, don't worry.
Now you're just going to make yourself look bad.
We need some great mouse detective representation, I think.
Actual size.
Actual size. Part of the, what is it, the living character and initiative or whatever? The repoovenication.
I thought I saw that Basil at Goofy's Kitchen.
I'll go with Evan Rude. Is that the mosquito?
Oh, that was the one in my head.
Okay.
That's funny. Is that why it came to you, because I said I had one?
No.
Why do you want Evan Rude?
Because I'd like to see how they could pull that off.
Yeah,
that's
what I was
cool.
thinking too. How do you pull off a dragonfly, aside from the ones that you see in the
touche.
The parade?
I thought you said you had another one.
Yeah, I do. Cricky.
Cricky.
Crikey.
Not crikey.
Paul Hogan.
Oh, that big bird from Maruhote.
Maruhute.
Maruhute.
What about the big bird from Up? That'd be pretty good too.
The big
Kevin.
Bird from,
Kevin the bird.
Sesame Street.
From Ferret Afros, will there ever be another Daily Parade at Epcot? What will its theme be, and will it be Future World or World Showcase?
It is going to be, there will be a parade. Wait, the question was just a parade in general, or is it like night or day parade?
Night or day, just daily.
I think eventually there will be a night parade, but it'll be very generic. It'll be, think like Eureka, except more characters, and it's just like each float is a country, you know? But it's at night. It's a very, you know.
You say this as if you've thought about this.
No, it's just coming to my head just now.
Dude, yeah, you couldn't think of something to ask Walt.
Because I'm going to replace him, is why. I don't know.
Yes.
I really.
Well, that's a good answer.
Yes, they're going to. It's going to be a nighttime parade, and they're going to basically extend the life of Disney's Electrical Parade and bring it back over there, because it needs to run in every single Disney theme park by the end of time.
Yes, I do think that Epcot will once again have a parade, because...
Is there like a time frame here?
You
Did you say like next
parade.
5 years?
Ever.
Ever?
When they had that whole, you know,
yes,
Kermit
2 years
and Piggy
after you
and
die
the for truck whatever. Driving through, you know, everybody was thinking, wow, why don't we have a parade here?
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone behind the parade said, why are they having a parade?
But I think that they will have a parade, and I think it will be a morning parade. I think it will be like at 11 o'clock and will in essence... take the guests to World Showcase, and somehow it will introduce each land in a beautiful way so that you have like a little taste of the World Showcase before you venture around the World Showcase.
Between each foot, you'll get Beverly. Yeah.
Yep.
That's there we go.
Wow, you guys are deep. Yeah. I don't think there ever will be, so. Yeah.
See, I guess Eureka would be too big of a scale. The floats would have to be really small. If my parade is Eureka-like, the floats will have to get really narrow.
Luckily, Honey Shrunk the Audience is right there.
Oh, yeah.
From Schnebs, our unfortunate USC Trojan. If you were offered a job as a frontline Disney theme park cast member, what would you want to be? Come on. This is the easy question.
You don't want to be the captain in the little show? That's a frontline cast member.
But can you... That's just a weird thing to say. You usually are about VTM.
Us?
Yeah.
I just said Rubberheads.
She's here. She's all VTM all the time. I can't say I want
right.
to be...
Austrian kids say, don't listen.
You can say that you want... I don't want to be a frontline cast member.
Really? There's no job you would enjoy doing?
Well, it's not that a matter of enjoy doing. I just know how much effort and work it takes, and I don't have it in me.
Okay.
Is it specific theme parks? Does he say that?
Yes. Okay. Really? I mean, because I don't actually want this job at this point in my life, but theoretically, there's a job that, yeah, that'd be a fun job to do. And that would be drive the boats.
Oh.
Like the friendship boats around World Showcase.
That would be very
studios,
relaxing.
Or the fun little boats that go between the Grand and the Poly and the Magic Kingdom.
Don't you all get motion sickness watching you move?
That's my job. Someday I want to drive a boat.
Okay. Cool.
What I don't want to be is the guy that wheels the little cart for the horse manure and
the
parades.
Oh, that's the best job in the world.
I know that's what I don't want.
But I love how they have this parade and they you know, with the horses, and then they always feel like they need to have the custodial person wear the costume that the parade performers are, mm-hmm. and they don't look nearly as happy as.
No, no, they don't.
So a friend of mine who was who worked Disneyland custodial for many years was sharing the other day talking, because it's raining out. It was raining out in California. Was talking about various memories of custodial in the rain. What they shared was he got a call of a spilled Coke on Main Street. Please come clean up this spilled Coke on Main Street. And it's pouring rain. He's like, when I got the call, I was thinking, really?
We've been there where they've been pressure washing in the rain.
Oh, awesome.
We were trying to go to our car at Mickey and Friends. I think it was after Luminaria. And we go in there, and it's pouring rain because, you know, DCA. And they're pressure washing, and they got us wet with their hose.
That's
how could you tell?
Because now we can sue.
If there's any job to have, it would be the mysterious guy who's in charge of turning off the lights when the fireworks start. The ever elusive, the lights will begin.
You screw up. You... I want to be top of the morning to you.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Easy job. Job.
Yeah, I mean, you got it. I mean, I'd have to, if I'm having fun online, probably you're talking retired at that point, and, you know, I don't want to work hard. I don't want to work hard now, but.
Oh, the Kingdom Keepers series, I found it while you guys have been chatting about this. It was going to stop at 5 books, and they decided to stop at 6, and the last two are going to focus on Disneyland, and part of the reason he says why is because he really wants to go to the archives. So he says, that's the holy grail, I've got to go there.
I got two more from the readers. From Wing at Nike, who has the best treehouse? The Robinson family, Tarzan, Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb.
I suppose it would be most technologically advanced, right?
Yeah. I'm not familiar with theirs, so I'll go with Swiss Family Robinson.
Phineas and Ferb would at least know crowd flow enough not to stick a big pole in the middle of Adventureland.
And my favorite question from Hipster98, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Are we still trying to go for that clean rating?
would you run over a guy in a wheelchair in the parking lot of a school?
You just want to ruin everything for us, man.
Would you push a guy down a well?
That one doesn't actually require an answer, but I do have one in our continuing series of getting to know your LPP crew better. A very simple question, one would hope.
Knowing us is going to be really complicated.
So last time we learned one of your favorite movies. This time,
non-Disney movie, right?
Non-Disney. This time we are learning from Rebecca first. Your favorite color.
Favorite color. Okay.
Kelly Green.
Specific.
The new president of Disneyland.
Fanboy.
Well, probably wants to go with red. Then I want to go to yellow. Maybe green.
Blue.
No, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna stick
blue,
with blue.
Blue.
You're such a dork.
So it's only a matter of time when you ask that question, right?
Remember when you got that toy for Gideon and it went red, yellow.
See, I hope that was in Bob Iger's notes, is that it needs to have that song in the show. If it's not there, I don't know. I didn't really pay attention. It better be in the show. It better be in there.
Captain?
I would have to say green. No, blue. Blue, yeah.
Blue?
There's a joke there, but so I won't explain it.
Two blues and a Kelly Green.
What is Kelly Green precisely? Are you here?
Wow, that was that look.
I want
to
know.
You're going to the lair.
What is Kelly Green precisely?
You know when you're out and it's St. Patty's Day and you see people wearing, you know, that green, that bright, beautiful
okay.
green.
Right. Okay.
Okay. It's that. Green.
Okay.
It's not quite as it's see, brighter than Elliot the Dragon.
Right. Right. Yeah. No. I gotcha. But see, if I were actually going to be really specific, I would say actually like teal. That's kind of like that greenish blue. Right. Yeah.
They built a monorail just for you.
Exactly. Yeah. That color blue. That I love.
I like. The Kelly Green to me it's the color of the it's a small world
the
Ireland section.
No, okay, no,
yeah.
No,
yeah, that green, that brilliant green.
They yodel in Ireland?
Apparently it is Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay. Dooby, I think we probably could guess.
What?
Pink.
Pink. Princess pink.
Hot pink.
No,
Piglet pink.
No, it's princess pink. Cotton candy pink.
Fair enough.
Which I guess is Piglet pink. Piglet is more my, like, Pepto-Bismol pink.
I much prefer it called Princess Pink than Piglet pink or Pepto-Bismol pink.
What about cotton candy pink?
That's acceptable.
Do you like cotton candy pink, though? You like a little bit brighter pink than that. That's a little pale for you.
Do you like cotton
actually,
candy?
It depends, because, yeah, I would say cotton candy pink.
Not that you own favorite. Anything pink, by the
no,
way.
No, not for me. For me, red. But
okay.
For
you
other
like
people,
red.
Namely
so
Rebecca,
different.
Pink. Particularly pink and white.
Yeah, you like the comedy.
You do like Piglet.
Yeah, totally.
Except Piglet's a boy, right? I'm still not quite sure.
Ever since that one time Piglet, in the movie theater.
Piglet and Turk. Piglet and Turk.
Hey, you know what I learned today? I learned that Dusty the Saw on Handy Manny is a girl.
No, his name is Dusty.
Dusty's a girl. Dusty can be a girl.
Oh, yeah, Dusty Springfield.
So yes, Dusty.
Is it with
a
Y or an I?
But the character
everything.
Is a girl.
Yes,
really.
Today, Dusty was while Philippe was singing De Colores. While he was singing, Dusty was doing a dance in a beautiful tutu and a pink bow. And so it was very cute. And also, Squeeze the Pliers is I think a girl because Squeeze has eyelashes. And in an episode, I seem to recall Squeeze wearing
that's
a
how you tell it.
Player.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
you learned it from Minnie Mouse.
Everything.
Take away the eyelashes
oh,
and the bow.
My favorite was Pluto's mom.
Pluto?
Pluto's mom. Pluto's mom. Eyelashes and a bow.
Oh
no,
great.
It was in a bonnet.
It changes everything. The eyelashes.
Yeah.
Not really.
Donald Duck and Daisy Duck is also Minnie is probably. A little bit different, but Donald and Daisy used to look exactly the same, except for the lashes and the bow. But that changed a little bit later down the line. And
yeah, they changed her facial shape.
Yeah, design revisions.
At the parks. Maybe she went on a diet.
Healthy pursuits.
She became a Valley Girl, and then when
oh,
that
oh,
happened,
yeah,
when she went the Valley Girl style, that changed. She like changed from there.
So what's next?
From Quack Pack.
That's
I think,
pretty much
what
it.
Happened.
No more questions? No,
no
rocket round over?
No more rocket round. No more
no
getting
more,
to know you better.
No more rocket rod while 101 round.
Dude, that was like 101 when it's 101, isn't it?
We're kind of stopping and starting.
Oh, not when we're... That'll be very smooth. Anybody got any last things? Anything that was missed that they needed to talk about?
I remember back in the day when rocket rods first opened and we were waiting in that first black where the blueprints and everything were, and you could see the ending part where the air blasting happened. And one time, the rocket rod stopped right there, and I heard all these kids saying, "Oh no, the other ones are going to crash into it." That's one of my vivid memories.
And that's why it never reopened.
Stop.
Oh wait, that was the people mover.
It's finally happened. They are bringing back Darkwing Duck in comic form.
Yeah.
I am officially old. My kid product is nostalgic.
Yeah. That really does – that nails it in pretty hard.
That's good. But you know what's sad is I still enjoy kid product. So eventually I'm gonna be around for the second wave of Phineas and Ferb, hopefully.
So. You might be a little optimistic, Ben.
But see, this isn't like the late 80s, early 90s, and where we're having like the live action redo of cartoons exactly anymore? Have we done that? I mean, I guess we had like Garfield and like Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
But like, I remember like Ninja Turtles and Mario Brothers and those. There was like just a phase where there was like a bunch of live action retellings.
Could you imagine if they made a live action version of Avatar: The Last Airbender?
That's not even that old. It's actually funny how short how long that didn't take, really. It's like the series ended like only a couple years ago.
They're making a Jetsons live action movie, aren't they?
Are they?
I think so.
See, we've gone from live action to CG stuff. Like, we're getting a Smurf CG movie. Live action mix.
Yeah.
Like as in background or as in people?
As in people. Well, the Gargamel will be people and
Gargamel. Gargamel will be.
Gargamel.
Yeah, Gargamel. I think he was the only person, really. Wasn't he? And his cat
or
something?
Yeah, Azrael.
It was a long time ago since I've seen Smurfs.
Okay,
no thanks. Rebecca, did you have anything we missed? I'm pretty sure you do.
You said do.
We were at Magic Kingdom the other night, and a dream of yours came true.
Okay.
I like to call him Suenos.
Suenos, where Suenos come true, yes.
The balloons have twinkling lights in them here now.
Yay!
Yay!
Yes, they do.
All is right with the world.
Do. For you, for $15. Yep. Twinkling.
They're not cheap.
By the way, do the balloon vendors now take credit cards? It's like they need to have those little things on their belt that they can swipe a credit card. $15. Woo!
I was just reading about
a lot of money.
I was just reading about a water park that you don't have to carry credit, cash, nothing. You just, your finger.
Oh, really?
Your fingerprint pays the bills.
Oh, wow.
That's freaky.
I need to get that.
I don't know if it's a fingerprint or they're just measuring the distance. You know?
If it's a biometric.
Hey, the weather cam in the Amway Arena.
That's
exciting.
Yeah, they played the last game there at the old pyramid. But until the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. Like, last game, didn't we make the playoffs this year?
So is anything happening to the old pyramid or because they're building a new thing?
They'll bring it down.
No, really? There's going to be an implosion?
There's always an implosion.
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering. Well, not they're using it. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, the new one's right across the street.
Right, yeah. I want to see that. Let's go see the implosion. We should make that an LPP event. We should just, you know, go see the implosion.
And we'll have fun stuff to talk about next time because we're finally going to see Waking Sleeping Beauty. And it's coming to the Florida Film Festival.
Oh, I forgot
and
that even
so
existed.
We're going to go check that out.
3F.
I'm excited about it. I've been hearing about it for a long time. Glad to finally see it myself.
Very excited.
Yeah.
I love a good documentary. I like a bad documentary.
Anyone see Good Luck Charlie, by the way?
Yes, I enjoyed it.
How about
Bad Boy?
It
had good ratings, but I did enjoy it.
Am I the only one else that wants them to change the name to Good Luck Chuck? Just save me the energy.
What about Cheer Up Charlie?
It's a girl.
Chuck? Isn't there a girl named Chuck and Peanuts?
No, that would be Charlie Brown. Shockingly enough.
Oh, painful.
Did you watch Bat Boy? I'm not even sure what Bat Boy is,
but
I'm pretty sure it's Disney.
Bat Boy!
Because it was on our thing, and then
it's
I saw
a Disney
something.
XD short series.
Oh, the short form it, Bat
yes.
Boy.
It doesn't
like
have any.
I'm thinking like Weekly World
yeah,
News.
Yeah, we're not thinking of tabloids, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought
Bat Boy.
I was thinking of, did you watch The Return of the Masters on ESPN?
I did, actually. They had an interesting commercial for Nike.
I saw a headline on our site that said Masters breaks records. Was that the ESPN Thursday broadcast was the highest rated golf broadcast ever?
Apparently.
You put up that line. I thought you might remember.
There are some things in this world that
But you know what's funny, though? It was if you went to watch ESPN at that point, it was labeled as SportsCenter, and the Masters didn't start till like 4, so you would have missed it. Thank goodness SportsCenter went live.
I watched it.
I did too. But then in the end, she's just hitting the. I mean,
I know. I'm
it's
watching
sort of
like,
anticlimactic.
Yeah. Guess it's not affecting her much. Time for Judge Judy.
I really don't want to go with that.
I don't know what I expected to happen.
Well, it's not like it's a game where you're going to watch them the whole court. You're not going to watch 4 days live.
I mean, but,
you know, it's not going to resolve itself quickly.
Right.
There's just some things I will not ever really understand.
Golf?
Golf is one of them, and why anybody cares and getting high ratings now, expecting something to happen besides airplanes with Buddhism.
I've got, can I have a popcorn or trivia for you?
Sure.
What are you more excited for? Iron Man 2 or Betty White hosting SNL?
I thought she hosted already.
No, May 8th.
Everything's happening on May 8th.
Yeah, my brother's graduation.
There's a Pollyanna event.
Oh, there's something else on May 8th. What was that? I know your brother's graduating.
What else could possibly... No, there's nothing.
No. Guess that's... Oh, no, that's not May.
No,
okay.
It's nothing important.
No, you can... Just the second anniversary of you guys forgetting my...
But we didn't forget.
I'm kidding.
But if Fanboy's not going to be in town, maybe we should take that day to do something fun, like go to a magic show or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe Capone's finally. You
know, Capone's,
you
yeah.
You really need a magic show when you got...
see, what we haven't... We've gone through this whole thing without talking about the fact that we discovered the best mac and cheese you could find anywhere.
Oh, my, you're right. That's even theme park related. Oh.
Yes, it is. Universal Orlando, Hard Rock Hotel.
You've
go to the
there?
Kitchen.
Oh, the kitchen.
It's got
kitchen.
It's got some sweet mac and cheese.
I will have to tell you
sweet
that I think
mac and cheese.
It is no.
Well, I mean,
it is
not
just
I mean, I mean that you
oh,
know,
it's good
it's,
mac and cheese.
It's the bomb. You know, speaking
the
of
bomb?
speaking of which, the bomb doesn't make any sense as a term.
Here's what I'm wondering: why does the bomb and a bomb mean totally different things?
And why?
And then there's DA bomb.
And then you can have an explosive opening, and then that's good. But apparently a bomb is bad.
And how many different ways are there to spell the word cool? There's C-O-O-L, there's K-E-W-L, there's K-O-O-L.
Three.
One.
There's that Google people. Remember three, that cool three. Webster's that was supposed to overtake Google and never did? It was like from the creators of Google. It's like people left Google create word search that looked, web search looked exactly
but,
like Google.
But all of this is insignificant to the fact that we found the best mac and cheese you can find anywhere. And being the mac and cheese connoisseur, you know, I've mentioned on the show before. I think you know the Captain John seal of approval is a prestigious thing amongst mac and cheese.
I didn't know you and Good Housekeeping would have something in common.
So the kitchen is a nice restaurant over at the Hard Rock Hotel. We enjoyed it.
Do they call the kitchen the dining room?
Anybody else have anything to say before we shut this down?
What about the rest of your trip to Universal? You saw the Agro Circus, you know?
They have a wheel of death.
They have a ball of death.
And yet it's still terrible.
No, you're just...
All I got to
say
is...
Okay, wait, hang on. They did
one... they have seven, like, the...
They had...
The greatest show on Earth? So you're telling me that
wait,
this
wait,
wasn't
four.
Quite the greatest show?
But it was a smaller ball.
They had three.
It was not a smaller ball.
I think
three,
it was a smaller ball.
I thought they had three motorcyclists and one guy standing in the middle.
Guy
yeah, see, they
inside.
Had a guy standing in the middle. They didn't do that at the circus.
As they would ride by, they'd like take his hat off and put his
and
hat
put
on.
It back on. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, I didn't even notice that was happening. That
it was like
impressive.
It was like a very, very, very poor man's X Game experience.
It was, and including the fact that it had some of the same performers that we'd seen at X Games.
If you can imagine something
awesome.
Being worse than X Games experience, whoever
oh,
came
no,
up
wait.
With X Games experience.
We enjoyed X Games experience. Yeah,
you are okay. So mean. Anytime I bring up Universal Studios, it was like, meh, terrible.
No, it was
a skateboarding trick bike
After
show.
Seeing
what more could you
Sinbad,
expect out of it?
You have high expectations.
What was impressive about our trip to Universal, our first trip to Universal, was, this was the same trip, Harry Potter. It's looking good.
It is looking good. It's looking spiffy.
It's going to be impressive, I think. I think. It won't. I think it's gonna be a hit.
You think it's gonna be bigger than what Disney World opened this year?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be bigger than the shop in China. So, is that it? We all done?
I think that's it.
Podcast at laughingplace.com, 866-718-9408. Post a message on the laughingplace.com discussion boards. Don't forget hojoanaheim.com for Disneyland Resort Hotel.
Oh, Kennedy Space Center.
MouseEarVacations.com for booking your Disney trip. And don't forget to come back next week, and with any luck, we'll be here too.
Until next time, I want to press this button here on the console.
We got budget.
This is creepy around a little bit. Hey, wasn't that awesome? I just learned that I could do that today.
And hopefully you'll forget before next week. Bye-bye.